Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Yes, hello, everybody. Welcome to the big Monday edition of Mick and MG in the morning. How are we, team? Hello, right. MG. Hello, Kat. Hello, Tash.
Happy Monday. How was the
girls' weekend?
It was wild and wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Yes.
Was there pillow fights?
We were out in the middle of nowhere in a paddock, and it was fantastic. Lunch was beautiful and great to catch up. It went from 12 p.m. till 11:30 p.m.
How was your agenda?
Excellent. Got through everything.
Great. Good to hear.
All right. Well, we'll unpack that as the week goes on. Kat, you had a women's.
Yeah, we had a
girls' lunch too, didn't you?
Weirdly enough, we did not mention the royal family once.
No. What did you do? What was the talking point?
They wanted to know about my dating life, and then they have to. I send the phone around.
How's it going, by the way?
And no, I'm.
How's it going?
Because
we worry a bit.
You shouldn't. I keep it close to my chest. Sorry.
Oh, we should make you a little care package or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Sure,
what would you put
on
in it?
I don't know.
A couple of single blokes to the gym, I could recommend you.
Because now you're talking, MG.
Okay.
Hook Catter.
Yeah, okay. Any good ones, though?
Yes. I would never give you you're like my sister. I would never let anybody go to your house or go to your restaurant or go anywhere with you that weren't up to your standards.
Okay. All right.
Just got to wait till he gets out of jail, that's all.
I was going to say, people do this and they just find the first single person, then you find out they've done 5 for armed robbery. And they're like, oh, you're so picky, Kat.
So is there someone lovely in your life at the moment? I'm hearing that from you.
Oh.
No, I've got a date lined up. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, good on you, Scoop.
What's going on? Do you have a partner? Please
no,
tell
no,
me.
No. I don't have a boyfriend, but I've been talking to. Oh, he's going to. See, this is a problem. It ruins it when you talk about it.
No. Trust me, it won't go any further. What? Tell me what you're up to.
I've been having a lot of phone conversations with someone, and then I have a date this week, is all I'm going to say.
Here we go. Do you need a chaperone?
Definitely not.
Cause we're here.
Where would you go? Where will you go?
We're going to do dinner.
Yeah, nice.
Yep, for the first one. So,
we're going to split the bill.
And then jacuzzi for the second one.
We will split the bill because that's how I roll. I like to split the bill.
Oh. Have some fun, Kat. Good on you.
What are you going to order?
You know what? I'm just going to be myself and order what I would order, which is either.
I wouldn't do that. Don't
do
that. No. Yes, don't.
Is that where I've gone wrong?
Yes. Yes, listen.
You really
to
need to make out you are someone completely different. In fact, answer to the opposite
like
to what
Costanza.
You would normally do.
Do a George Costanza. Yes.
Order what the opposite to what you would normally order.
Oh, wow. I reckon we'll do this.
Makita presents Humdinger. Oh. Makita XGT 40 volt max. It's power without limits.
Hey, cut out the humming in there.
Humdinger. All right, well, I've been wound up. Hey, it's time to get into this. $400 on the line. Steve, how are you, Steve?
I'm great, thanks, Mick. How are you?
Where are you calling from, mate?
I'm from Minchinbury.
Wasn't there a nice champagne or something that comes from there?
Oh, yeah, many years ago. They've bulldozed it all now for housing, but we still drink a little bit out here.
That's the way. What have you got, like a still in your back garden, or what are you drinking, moonshine?
Oh, I wish. Down the local, down to Rudy Hill for the Lone Pine Inn.
Oh, Rudy Hill, yeah.
All right. Are you single, Steve?
No, married.
Well, that's a shame because
Cats.
Cats hot, hot to try.
Cats available.
Oh, might be a bit too high maintenance for me, I think.
Kat is beautiful.
She is lippy. She is lippy.
She's awesome.
She is.
She's awesome.
Oh, man. You know, I only work with her and I get the silent treatment. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's
definitely.
All I'm saying, Steve. All right. Let's hum this up. Are you good to go? $400.
I am.
Come on, Stevie.
Let me just remember the song. Is it? Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, start again. Here we go. Hey, come on, everyone. Come on, take it seriously. Look, did you understand any of that, Steve?
Oh, I don't know. It's a bit tough. I don't know what to guess. How about Nirvana? Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh!
So close.
It's almost an educated buddy. Guess, but you're wrong. You are wrong. Don't worry, though. Mickey and MG in the morning bum bag coming your way.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Jetty,
for that.
Jetty Road, too, Mickey. I think for.
Well, on Slab of Jetty Road.
Yeah.
You're welcome to that. You got no mention, Brie. You may as well have that. And, of course, it's all thanks to Makita
who
underwrite this entire caper. Well done.
$600 at Jackpots for tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
If you know it, the win page, triplem.com.au.
MG's Sport Report.
Such a great weekend of sport, MG, and an excellent win for Parramatta, but it certainly wasn't without controversy. Very, very close score, and the big controversy with the bunker, of course, for the Sea Eagles.
Yeah, Tash, Eels and Manly, 28-24 to the Eels. Eels were leading 26-18 when this happened, but as much as I hate this rule, the rules are clear that if a decoy runner steps in the defensive line, then it is an obstruction. Do I like the rule? Not really. In this instance, an Eel defender basically got rewarded for being lazy. But unfortunately, Manly fans, rules are rules.
So it wasn't a try?
No try.
Okay, and also South Sydney loses again. Surely serious questions have got to be asked about what's going on there.
48 points to 6. South are now bottom of the ladder after three games. South has conceded 112 points this season at an average of 37 points per game. Their defence at the moment is horrendous. Obviously, South coach Jason Demetriou is under the pump, but his forwards must up the ante this week when they take on the confident Doggies after their win against the Titans, Easter Friday. South, as I said, bottom of the ladder after three rounds. Something has to give.
Now, we knew last week there was a lot of controversy, a lot of chatting about Benji Marshall, MG, whether he was right or not. Some say he's unconventional in his coaching methods, but he must be doing something right because big win for the Tigers.
Massive win, Tash, 32 points to 6 over the Sharkies. 16,000 fanatics stacked the ground, and Benji has the last laugh because they played fantastic. Look, it's an amazing atmosphere when you go to Leichhardt. I had the pleasure of playing there for a season. The thoughts of no games being played there in the future of the eighth wonder of the world, to me, is sad. It needs a definite refurbish. But, you know, Leichhardt Oval, to me, is so nostalgic. Well done to Benji Marshall because your team looked really well, really, really well oiled.
And bad news, everyone, you know, hates an injury, especially ACL, one of the worst injuries you can have, and you're out for a number of weeks. Bad news, the Titans.
A number of weeks is 12 months, unfortunately, for Tino Fasualamoa-Aui. He joins Jaden Campbell and David Fifita on the injured list at the Titans, who looked dreadful against the Bulldogs on the weekend. Look, not only the shame for the Titans, but an awful blow for the Queensland Origin team as well. Tino will be missed by both these teams big time, as he sits out 12 months on the sidelines.